Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Laura Cannizzaro-Rodri, co-founder of Bayou Mama Bears, former Orleans prosecutor, to talk a little bit about the background of these 10 individuals who have escaped, four of which we now have back in custody. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Laura, breaking news this morning. One of the maintenance guys says he was threatened by Antoine Massey, who and said he would be shanked if he did not turn the water off. He happens to be one of the inmates still at large. Tell us about Antoine.
So Antoine Massey has a history of violence. He was arrested on domestic abuse charges dating back to November of 2022. Those charges were refused by the DA in November of 2022. He again, it appears, beat up his girlfriend in December of 2023. Those charges were also refused by the DA. And then in March of 2025, he strangles her, and those charges are picked up, and that's what he's currently being held on. So it's no surprise that he would threaten somebody. It seems like he's been threatening people all the way back till at least documented wise. And since 2022, it's just that there's been no action taken against him. So no surprise there. I mean, these are some of the most violent and dangerous criminals in the state and likely in the country. So they're going to do what it takes to accomplish their goals.
And I understand that Antoine Massey's also wanted in St. Tammany Parish for kidnapping and rape as well.
Well, I mean, that doesn't, I didn't document the Orleans, I only documented the Orleans Parish, arrests to show sort of what's been happening in the criminal justice system here. But that information would also be available to any prosecuting agency in New Orleans. So in other words, they would have known about the rape he had been wanted for in St. Tammany when they were evaluating the charges in New Orleans. So essentially what we're seeing is emboldened criminals who are committing crimes spreading into other parishes. That's not uncommon. We're seeing, you know, Jefferson Parish have to really step up to fight the criminals that are released in Orleans. I mean, that's happening all the time. You know, one of the things that in this particular escape, it is rightfully so getting national attention. There are some security issues that definitely need to be addressed here. But one of the things that I thought was important was to note that the release of 10 violent criminals is also known as a Tuesday in Orleans Parish Criminal Court. So, you know, it's really interesting to watch certain people come out horrified and saying they're scared to death about these violent criminals being on the streets, when really that's happening all the time. If you look at the history of just a few of these 10 people who are on the run, or some of them who have been apprehended, we show a history of failures in the criminal justice system. So it's no surprise that when they have an opportunity to escape, they're going to do it. There have been no consequences for their actions. Jermaine Donald was arrested for being a felon in possession of a firearm in July of 2023. He commits murder in August of 2023, just a month later. We have Lenten Van Buren. While he's in jail on a murder charge, he is trying to bring drugs into the jail in December of 2022, October of 2024, November of 2024. All those charges are refused by the DA. In November of 2024, he also beats up a deputy. Those charges refused by the DA. We have Derek Groves, who nobody can explain why he's been sitting there waiting to be sentenced since October of 2024. Just so the public understands, he pled guilty. You are typically sentenced on the same day you plead guilty. That case has been reset by the state 15 times. You know, there is just no excuse for some of the charges that we're seeing here. Leo Tate, an armed robbery was reduced. He was released. In 2021, the DA dismissed a murder charge on him. You know, these go on and on and on. And that's why I think it was so important for the governor to say in his press conference that this is a much larger issue. There is a manhunt. We're going to catch them. We're going to bring them to justice. But this is a revolving door that doesn't just involve the escape out of the jail. An escape is an unintentional act. The sheriff did not mean for these people to be released. Whether she had the proper protocols in place, that's going to be determined by an investigation, and she will have to face the consequences of that. But a release, what we're seeing every day in court by the judges and by the DA, is intentional. They sit there and they decide, will I release this violent criminal? And they're deciding to do so all the time, way more than 10 every few years. They're doing it every day. So the outrage that they need security and that they're scared now is really a slap in the face to victims, because some of these victims who have had perpetrators released, thousands of them released over the course of the last few years, have been offered no protections. They also got no notification. That's another thing we're hearing. Nobody notified us that these people had escaped, and certainly we expect that to happen. We expect law enforcement to notify the press and the public. But let me remind everybody that none of these victims have been notified when their perpetrators have been released. And so it's really important to take this opportunity to reflect a much bigger issue that's going on in Orleans Parish, where they are releasing violent criminals by choice every single day in that building.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because as the governor pointed out, and actually I thought his comments were most appropriate. And I kind of talk about this in two categories. Do you want me to tell you comforting lies, or would you rather hear the unpleasant truths? And I thought when he went to the mic the other day, he outlined the unpleasant truths. They are what they are. It is what it is. And it ain't going to change unless we do something about it. And the sooner that we do something about it, the better it's going to be for everyone here. And I don't know why we find ourselves wanting to not face the unpleasant truths of what's actually going on here each and every day, as you just pointed out. I mean, for everyone that escaped, there's probably five that got let go since the beginning of the year.
I mean, oh, absolutely.
You know,
I agree with you. I agree with you that the governor's comments were the facts of what's going on. That is the reality of it. So to just stand up there and say, this is horrible that these people escaped, is ignoring the larger issue that is the root cause of the problem that we have in Orleans Parish. There is a lack of justice happening. So everybody has to remember, every single time one of these perpetrators is released, when charges are dismissed, you know, and that's one of the things that the governor rightfully brought up. Case management is terrible. We have people sitting in a pretrial posture. They are sitting in the parish jails for years waiting for their cases to go to trial. That is not normal. In the federal system, if the case has been sitting for more than 2 years, it's going to trigger some supervising authority to say, what happened? Why are we here so long? Not in the state court. We have these people sitting in parish jails for years waiting for a trial. The DA went on a press conference yesterday and said this is due to a backlog from COVID. You know, it was really horrifying to see none of the reporters in there say, hold on a second. In 2021, his first year in office, he either dismissed or refused over, he dismissed 1,859 cases and refused 1,407 cases. His second year, 2022, he dismissed 500 more, what was left, I guess. And then he went on to refuse a record number of 2,405 cases in Orleans Parish. I mean, this guy dismissed or got rid of thousands and thousands of cases his first 2 years in office. That doesn't include the 349 people that he released in post-conviction. That's totally separate. That means 349 people who had already been convicted by a jury of crimes like murder and rape. He went back and released them. So there's no backlog here. There is no justification to say he's scared. He says, I'm scared. There's one person. I tried the case myself. He might come and get me. What a slap in the face that is to the thousands of victims whose perpetrators have been released in the past few years, who got no notification and no protection. And every time one of these people is released, that makes law enforcement have to go back out and rearrest them, and they're doing it over and over. That's what we're seeing. Just with these 10, we're seeing what a burden that is on law enforcement to say, geez, I arrested this guy a year ago for armed robbery, and now I'm arresting him again. I arrested this guy a year ago for beating up his girlfriend. Here we are again. And every time the criminal is going to get more and more emboldened, and they're going to start taking their shots at law enforcement, too, and it makes it very dangerous out there. What message also does it send to our correctional officers when these guys, as we see on these 10, are literally beating up deputies in prison and the DA is refusing those charges? And I worked in Orleans Parish. I worked in the prison under Sheriff Gussman. And I can tell you what happens in there when they if charges are refused, they're going to mock the deputies. So they're trying to bring drugs into the jail all the time. They're getting caught, and the DA is saying charges refused. So what are they going to do? They're going to bring more drugs in there. They're beating up deputies, and the charges are refused. What are they going to do? I mean, these deputies have no control. These guys are going to beat them up and just laugh all the way back to their cell. So this is this is something I think that was so important that the governor highlighted was this is part of a much, much bigger systemic problem. And we can talk about these releases and we can check everybody's face off of our 10 little pictures on the news every morning. But once they're all caught and brought back, we will just go back to the same thing. And escape only happens every 5 years, maybe. And it happens all over the state. If this is, it's the reality of a jail. You have the most dangerous people mm-hmm. housed in a facility. If they can find a way out, they're getting out. That doesn't solve the problem we're facing in Orleans Parish. The problem is, why are these criminals coming in and out of the criminal justice system without consequences over and over? Every single one of these 10 inmates should have been in a secure facility serving a very long sentence. And who dropped the ball every single time before they escaped the Orleans Parish prison? That's the question the public should be asking.
Liz Murrell is going to be coming on the show a little later, and I'm going to ask her as to whether or not they're going to look at the status of these cases, whether or not they were flawed when they were filed. Now, the DA says that a lot of the evidence needed to support these accusations were not brought to his office. If that's true, then the problem lies somewhere else, and it needs to be remediated. I just can't imagine that. Yeah. They don't present evidence in any of these cases. I mean,
remember
I know
this.
Some people that work inside that jail. They're qualified investigators. They know what they're doing. Go ahead.
And remember this. Most of the evidence now is electronic. Evidence is logged directly into evidence.com. That includes body camera. So any allegation that body camera was not available is absolutely false. That's all electronic. You can hear that from any prosecuting agency in the state of Louisiana. Body camera is uploaded to evidence.com. That's absolutely false. Now, when you talk about a charge like battery on a correctional officer that he refused multiple times, there is no evidence but the deputy himself. Issue a subpoena. He comes to court. He takes the stand. He says, Leo Tate beat me up on this day. This is what happened. And that's it. And he accepted some of those. So that is absolutely makes no sense that there was no evidence available. It's the testimony of one deputy on a contraband case and on a battery.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, and that's kind of why I said what I had to say yesterday, because I know what was going to happen, and I left it out. Well, you know, then you're going to believe the police officer? Well, they have to make those credibility calls every day. I mean, just look in the domestic abuse landscape. Usually it's a swearing contest, right? You got to believe somebody, you know, there. So this is not out of the ordinary. So anybody that tries to make it sound like it's out of the ordinary, they're lying to you. They're not telling the truth.
Well, that's exactly right. Anybody in law enforcement knows a narcotics case is a deputy or a law enforcement officer testifying, period. That's it. So that means under that theory, you could never take a narcotics case. You don't have witnesses to narcotics cases. You don't have a witness say, I was sitting at Walgreens when I observed a hand-to-hand transaction. No, that's law enforcement only. That is the testimony that gets a conviction in every narcotics case, in every parish in the state of Louisiana and across the country. So to say you need a separate witness for that, you don't use DNA for narcotics. That relies on the testimony of one officer, period. It happens all the time, all over the country. So anything to the contrary of that is somebody who doesn't have any knowledge of what's going on.
And it's why I used to tell the men and women of the JPSO that we are in the credibility business. And without it, you're nothing. And so remember, if do not fudge a case. We'll get them next time. Because the beautiful thing about most of these criminals, they're stupid. They're going to do it again. And we'll get them next time.
Exactly.
So if we don't have it perfect this time, walk, and we'll get them the next time.
Well, that's right. And that happens a lot in narcotics cases. I mean, that's
absolutely
the reality. Those are tough cases. And
these, absolutely.
And the detectives usually are...
I have to get out. If you can stay with us, we'll come back to you for a few minutes. Laura Cannizzaro-Rodri, co-founder of Bayou Mamas for Bayou Mama Bears and former Orleans prosecutor. Can you stay for another minute or so?
Sure, yes. Yes.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We're back with Laura Cannizzaro-Rodri, co-founder of Bayou Mama Bears, former Orleans prosecutor. Final thoughts, Laura?
Yeah, you know, I think that this whole conversation has opened up the opportunity to get a view of what's really happening in criminal court. I am thrilled about the heightened review of the judiciary that we heard from the governor will be coming. I think that's absolutely necessary. I am thrilled about the heightened review of case management, cases that are being refused, cases that are being dismissed. And I think it's time that everybody pay as much attention to the treatment of victims with the release of violent criminals as they are with this situation with escapes, because they've been living this for years. And they have certainly got no notifications, no protections, nothing like that. And so this is a day for them to say, we've been saying this for a long time. The conversation is bigger, and I hope that's what we find here.
No, I agree. I totally agree. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Laura Cannizzaro-Rodri, co-founder of Bayou Mama Bears, former Orleans prosecutor. Always appreciate your time and your insight. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
We will be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford store today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.